there's quite a bit of research going on lions in this country, because generally in Africa we are concerned about the decline of lions, and hunting in places has certainly helped that decline. And I must say legal hunting has helped that decline, until we realized the social structure of lions. One has to be very careful which male lion one is shooting. But in Wangi National Park, there's the Oxford University group. In Mana Pools National Park, there was a national parks ecologist who did his PhD, his doctorate, on lions and their territories in Mana Pools. And then in Gonarezou National Park in the southeast, there's another NGO team working on wild dogs. And because wild dogs are harassed very badly by lions, they also work on lions in the Gonarezou National Park. I hope I'm right in saying that lions in Gonarezou National Park are slowly on the increase.
What is the future of lions like?
In African areas is going to be precarious, because they eat livestock. And so until we've got a general sympathy for carnivores by both NGO groups, who are very sympathetic to lions, but they live in New York or Washington or wherever they live, and the local Africans, are they ever going to get a sympathetic attitude to carnivores? Not just lions, but wild dogs and hyenas and even cheetahs as well. And that's going to take quite a few years of careful projects and research and attitude changing. And until then, the lion really doesn't have a strong future in African communal areas.
Now, is it possible for researchers to actually rope in the issue of, you know, using some local knowledge, something like totems, in order to preserve some of these animals?
I've had a student working on totems in this side of the country, the Matabeleland site. The use of totems, which is very, very interesting in our Africans here. Not all Africans in Africa seem to have totems that are fixed to their family groups, and or clans even, we call them. And so this group here will have the name Sibanda or Shumba and not allowed to hurt the lion. But nobody else, all the other groups, have got a different totem, and they can still come and hit the lion because it's a conflict with them. So I think, although the totems is a very interesting issue, I think it's not going to affect at all the or help the conservation of species.